Blog Talk Radio.
Against principalities, against powers,
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
All right. I had a little pause because one of the international camps, well, I'm going to call you out Latter-day Saints, mute my microphone until I answer a question. Well, you have the right to do that because it's your radio station. I have no problem with that. But I got a question on the table. What do Yahweh requires of you? So the sixth anointed camp, find me that verse. What do the Almighty requires of you? And we're going to bring the elder in and let the elder kind of set the stage for take number 153. But what I want to know is what do the Almighty requires of you? I want one of the members of the sixth anointed camps to post up exactly where that verse at, and we'll come back with that verse because it's very important. I guess it's very important because it came to me. What do the Almighty requires of you? Got it? Good. Let's bring our elder in. So meet the elder with a loud voice. You said, Elder, Mr. Kills, Yahweh beat you, that's it right here.
And Yahweh bless you, Seed Israel, from Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Elder, right off the bat, I had my mic mute to answer a question from the Latter-day Saints. So what came out of it is when I do come back, I'm going to find out what do the Almighty requires of you. And we're going to find out who is to you after you set the table on take number 153. Take the time, Elder, you on the clock, while we kind of take a look at a few things that have come out.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands. It's always a pleasure to be among many people that want to hear the righteous words of Yahweh, and that's always a good thing. I'm not sure if that question that you asked, what does the Yahweh require of us, I'm not sure if that's in Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. I'll have to take a look at that. But anyway, what we're told to do in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, but have one counselor over 1,000. I always say that's like having 6 cooks to make a cake, and you never know what the outcome would be. But you always should have a teacher, the one that gives righteous counseling to students, so they can come out learning what they should learn. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We come to you live each and every time with the word of Yahweh, learning how to connect the Bible books for your biblical education, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this and much more from this one book, because you have not. This is information that you all have came to seek, and you have now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahweh. And we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for this learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Actually having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. However, we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine right in that search line site, like tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under a big liner, you're going to see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us to use the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Aqua, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Aqua glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Aqua the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you SYY. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, and radio station, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Well, also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. My calendar will help keep you, family, and friends, here, and that includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words on the search line, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. Just to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahqua Online. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international phone number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, please do not call this number trying to teach. We've had that happen before, and they just had to listen to a discouraging, dull tone. So remember, I did mention before in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, "Have one counselor over 1,000, one teacher over a classroom." Also, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you can see, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answer many memos, and now even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear that discouraging dull tone. Also, remember, when we're doing these things for the temple, remember that we are the children of Yahweh. We are the blessed peacemakers, which is said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Should be taking notes where you can keep yourself in tune with all these scriptures that you're listening to on our program. And if you happen to miss today's program, not to worry, you can catch the entire show at 9:15 today, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter Yahqua Radio Live. At that time, once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Gadal. Just choose the program that you're late logging into, or at that point, any of the previous days that you would like to listen. Also, for your information, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, We are also simultaneously transmitting our information on Paltalk. On Paltalk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find us where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel riding in a shotgun. And we'll be taking no comments off the topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find the Broad Talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Paltalk. Yahuwah be with you all. But on another note, we need to remember that when we're given scriptures to read by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we're online with hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear that righteous word of Yahuwah, not that of confusion, as we're reminded in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all covenants of churches of the saints." And why? Because we do keep these scriptures in mind. But when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest that you often hear, you will miss all of Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So we can create these things unto your remembrance, as it tells us in John 14, 26. We will pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, Alleluia, Yahuwah.
All right, then, Elder, hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, I got a question on the table. I'm seeking the young line of the mothers of although I've been black on the network, but I just want to see something. What do the Almighty require of you? That's what I want to know right there. I want to know what can we read that verse said. Now, where we going with that part, I don't know, but we're going to first see what he can I hear some feedback on what do the Almighty require of you. That's what I'm going to do. Let's see if we find a young line and bring him in, and you all will be on stage for tonight's episode partner number 153. 154. We're going to find out from the young line. So we meet the young line with a loud voice, you say, Brother Micaiah, Israel, tribe of Yahshua, Judah. Yahuwah be to that seed right.
Yahuwah bless you, dear Israel of seed world. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there.
Hallelujah.
Young line, those fear, he need a question answered because I have to respond to the Latter-day Saints. They mute my microphone about the first 5 minutes. And a lot of things were said, we're not going to get off into it in tongue and cheek. We'll let the Bible kind of answer the question. But what came to my mind is what we just said. What do the Almighty requires of you? So can you help those clear out in that verse? What do the Almighty require of you? And if you kept the young lion, you know, fumbling around, mothers be prepared to jump in there and help the old seer out and the young lion. So now, we'll ask the young lion a question one more time. What do the Almighty require of you? What we got there, young lion?
We got Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "And now, Israel, what doeth Yahuwah require of you but to fear Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with all your mind and with all your soul.
Back up verse in Micah.
All right, come on. Elder said a precept verse that Michael pulled from Deuteronomy. Come on, Elder.
In Micah chapter 6, verse number 8. 8 says, he had showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Yahuwah require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercifully, and to walk humbly with thy Yahuwah.
Excellent. See, that's what those feel like. Cause let me tell you something. Well, see, we know sooner or later the showdown will be a get down. Cause it's written. I mean, it gonna have to come to pass. So, and we want to be clear that when that time appoints itself, will the six anointed counts be ready to do Yahuwah's will, according to as it is written? So we just got a sign of it that the elders will be ready. We got a sign that the young lions will be ready. And we got a sign that the mother's in the background says, here, you know one thing? We pulling for the young lions to be ready, but we was going to prop them up if they drag their feet. So that's a great thing. So that makes those seer happy. And now we can kind of get on down the road on tonight's lesson, part number 153. And we'll see which way it'll come out. And another thing the elder did say, you know, the international line is for those that got a question, but I'm getting more calls on peoples all over the world. They're calling to teach like we don't know, but we do. I mean, it all depends on how you trying to. We can tell when you're trying to teach or if you're trying to pass on a message. We have that to know when you're trying to teach or you're trying to point us toward a direction. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play something that's a message that we got. It's not coming from America. And it's a good thing, but we're going to play it anyway and see which way it goes, but we're going to get back at the Latter-day Saints. So we're taking this off the answer machine, and we're going to see exactly what it's saying. That sounds good. But we wonder, is you trying to teach the six anointed camps, or are you trying to inform us on some information? We don't know. We'll find out.
You to be confused. This is of utmost importance. The real Shemites, the Sahelim, the rural farmers found in the land of Israel at the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century. What we call today the Palestinian Christians, Palestinians, and other anti-Zionist, non-Ashkenazi, Torah-keeping Jews worldwide, just like the Yemenite Jews. And two, the real Shemites, the royal, regal, Negro nomads, exiled from the kingdom of Judah, African Shemites who were taken away in slave ships, Deuteronomy 28, verse 68, by the synagogue of Satan, the Caucasian white Ashkenazi Jews in the 17th and 18th century. Because Ashkenazi slaving, the history of it is outrageous. Let me read something to you. This is from the Ashkenazi Jew. He's a scholar, Jonathan Shoresh, and he says this. Jewish merchants routinely possessed enormous numbers of slaves temporarily before selling them off. If a slave auction fell on a Jewish holiday, it was postponed due to a lack of buyers and sellers. The Jews of Suriname gave their slave plantations Hebrew names, such as Machanaim, Nachamu, and Goshen. Rabbi Herbert Bloom adds that the slave trade was one of the most important Jewish activities. One of the most important Ashkenazi Jewish activities. In 1694, Jews owned 9,000 regal African nomadic Jews from the House of Judah. In 1694, they owned 9,000 enslaved from the House of Judah. Jewish slaving is confirmed in the Jewish Encyclopedia. But you start talking about it, again, you're digging into historical truth, not sacred history. So why does the American black history exist solely for the past 400 years, beginning in the 17th century? And all you hear about is, well, the transatlantic slave trade. But there's so much more than the transatlantic slave trade. You've got to go further back. I want to quote to you from Babylon to Timbuktu. It's a book by Rudolf R. Windsor. This is page 84, quote. In the year 65 before the Common Era, the Roman armies under General Pompey captured Jerusalem. In 70 of the Common Era, General Vespasian and his son Titus put an end to the Jewish state with great slaughter. During the period of the military governors of Palestine, many outrages and atrocities were committed against the residue of the people. During the period from Pompey to Julius, it has been estimated that over 1 million Jews fled into Africa, fleeing from Roman persecution and slavery. The slave markets were full of black Jewish slaves. Page 86. Many Jews fled to those parts of Northwest Africa known as Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, and Mauritania. Many other Jews fled to areas where Rome didn't have any jurisdiction. This was the region to the south, the Sahara Desert and the Sudan. You see, in the 1930s, it was an established fact that the regal class of Negro nomads exiled from the Kingdom of Judah, that they resided in Songhai, in Mali, in Ghana, in Kenem, in Bornu, in the Empire, and within the Onadu forest of the homey south of Timbuktu. Communities complete with Aramaic Torah scrolls. On page 90, from Babylon to Timbuktu, it says this. The black Jews had an advantage over the African tribes. Now, this is going to tell you why the native indigenous black Africans worked with Islam to trap the House of Judah and sell them to the Ashkenazi ship owners that were also Portuguese and British Ashkenazi ship owners. And that's the history we want to see. Why did this happen? Page 90. The black Jews had an advantage over the African tribes. They carried their culture. They carried their history, laws, and written records with them. This assured them a constant precedent for the development of a higher social organization. Because of the stability of the black Jewish culture, the Jews were not absorbed into the autochthonous population. In fact, the Jews absorbed some of the native tribes. The Jews made use of every opportunity They were an industrious and skillful people. In the Jewish Ghanaian states were found kings, princes, governors, generals, secretaries, treasurers, revenue agents, judges, architects, engineers, doctors, historians, language interpreters, mathematicians, jewelers, sculptors, masons, carpenters, painters of arms, goldsmiths, there were leather workers, potters, armorers, saddlers, blacksmiths, agriculturists. Do you think the indigenous blacks resented the regal, negro, nomadic class of the House of Judah? And do you think they wanted to get paid by Islam? And do you think Islam wanted to get paid by the Ashkenazi Jewish ship merchant? And then you get to your transatlantic slave movement. But don't start at the ships on the west coast of Africa. That's all you're going to get in your democratic American public re-education system. And it just troubles me. Even blacks in this country aren't educated enough to go further back. Do you know how many blacks in America have been lost to Islam? It's outrageous. That's not your tribe. Your tribe is Judah. Muhammad's tribe enslaved you. Why would you convert to Muhammad's tribe when you're of King David's tribe? Don't convert to the tribe that enslaved you and then sold you to Ashkenazi ship merchants. More black Negroes have been lost to Islam in the 20th century than any other believing, Bible-believing group. It's outrageous. Because they don't want you to know who you really are and what tribe you're from. But you're not from Muhammad's tribe. Never were. Never were. You are a regal Negro class from the royal house of Judah.
Well, see, and like we do say, we get messages all over the known world, no doubt about it. But like I said, again, we wondering is you trying to or inform? Because the information, we believe that the six anointed camps know it hands backwards. But like I said, again, I don't know which way to take it. So we just going to talk to some of the members of Boston of the True Israelites and see exactly which way did they take that message. And then we open the lines up and we'll get us some Luke and then some Matthews. So, Young Lion, what did you get out of that, Young Lion, Brother Micaiah, on
that answer? Well, it sounded like he was trying to do some informing in a teaching way, because he's the informer as the teacher. You know what I'm saying? So he's pretty much trying to teach us, sound like to me, and confess too, though, at the same time. We know they know already, so he's just letting us know something that we already know, and he was trying to teach for the most part, like, I'm going to inform them that they'll come, they don't know.
Okay. Hey, Mother E, what you get out of that, Mother E?
Yeah. Well, thank you. I love it. You were telling us all stuff that the Jews had did what the other words, just like Brother McCarty was saying, he's trying to inform us of stuff that had happened, things that had happened.
Okay. So would you conclude that they trying to help us out or instruct us? Which one is you? Which way would you take that message? Is they trying to
slip us a gold nugget on information,
oh, no,
or is they trying to teach? Which way would you take that, Mother E?
If you're teaching, when you bring something to the class like that, it is teaching because it's telling you the history. So it is teaching.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Let's see about Mother D up Israel. Let's find out. See, one thing about the mothers, they peeping in real good, no doubt about it. Remember, like the elder saying, you know, that international line 224-600-5579 for questions or comments or for us to respond back to you. But what I'm hearing is a lot of teaching going on, so it's nothing to respond back if you already is teaching unless you're trying to inform us on something. That's good, too. So I don't know. I'm just going to hold that point. Let me pull away about that. Young Lion, back up to 1 Kings chapter 12. And I just want to throw a verse on the table for a minute. Just want to throw a verse on the table. 1 Kings chapter 12. Let's see what it says in 1 Kings 12. They are Young Lion. First Kings chapter 12, I'll pick it up around by verse number 5. Kings chapter 12, pick it up verse 5. Let's read a little bit, see if we get our point. Come on.
Hey, the book of First Kings chapter 12, picking it up at verse 5. Verse 5 reads, "And he said unto them, Depart yet for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people depart." Verse 6. "And King Rehoboam consulted with the old man that stood before Solomon, his father, while he yet lived, and said, How do you advise that I may answer this people?" Verse 7.
Good.
"And they spake unto
good,
him."
Good, right there. So he was wise enough to ask the council board. Because the question on the table is just like I got a question on the table now about getting all these calls in. What kind of answer do I get back? So I just want to hear from Mother D of Israel and see exactly what did she get out of what she just got through here and you on the clock. Come on.
Well, see, I get out the same thing as Mother E and Young Lion Micaiah, he's trying to teach, but we already got the information, and we already done taught on the information in Timbuktu.
Hallelujah,
Agua. I like that. Now, Elder Mr. Till. Hallelujah, Agua. Now,
hallelujah.
Elder Mr. Till, what did you get out there, message, Elder Mr. Till?
Well, what I got from it is basically what the young lion said, but you have to remember, what we're taught is that what you should remember, and that from the basic words that he was saying, there is a lot of people out there that don't know, and those are the easiest to mold. So when you give somebody information and they have no way of proving it because they're not familiar with history or even themselves, they can accept anything, just like I was told by one of the brothers I introduced you to, that we from the tribe of Joseph, not one of the 12 tribes of Israel. To cap on that, was it not Trump that admitted that he loves the uneducated? So if you get a president of the nation that says he loves uneducated, he's able to form and mold them into what he wants. That's how we got an attack on the White House. This is how they get an attack on you mentally. They give you mixed information, part with the truth that you can relate to, and mold it a little bit with a lie, and that's how they get you. Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah. Wow. But you just made a statement that what tribe did he say we from again now? Elder?
Well, I was talking to one of the brothers I introduced you to. Started with a B. Say he was one of the Israelites. I says, okay. He says, you know, we've been taught wrong. I said, well, what do you mean by that? He says, you know, we all been taught that we're from the tribe of Judah. I said, okay, well, blacks are. We're spread out like 100 million, like the grains of sand. So what you getting at? He said, well, the Mighty One spoke to me and told me that we're from the tribe of Joseph. So I didn't give him any rebuttal. I just says, okay, I better go home, do my homework, and thank you for the information. But see, when you already know that what you should know, you don't have to question a lie or confusion because in your mind, you already know the truth.
Yeah.
So he's saying that we not from the tribe of Israel. We from the tribe of we really from the tribe of Joseph. That's what he said, right?
That's exactly what the brother said. That's absolutely what the brother told me. I said, well, I'm going to concur with that, and I'll get back on it. Maybe I have to do a little bit more homework because I thought I was from Judah.
Okay.
I never questioned confusion. We're not from the tribe of Judah. We're from Joseph.
We might well take a look at it. We're not from the tribe of Judah. We're from the tribe of Joseph. Now, Joseph played a great part, but we're going to find out who is Joseph. Before we find out who Joseph is, we've got plenty of time. We're going to take a little peek at Joseph, since that's on the table. And we'll find out a little bit more about Joseph in a minute. After we get all the help that we need, that the broadcast always consists of, by looking at the book called Matthew 10:19, young man. What do Matthew 10:19 say?
Book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19. 19 reads, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
So the Almighty will give you what you should speak in that very same hour. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What that say there, young lion?
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
So you have to believe that, because Yahweh made it plain, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, he made it plain in the book of Hebrews chapter 3, Mother E. He made something very plain, Mother E, in Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 7, 13, 15, and the last two verses in that. He made something very plain. Hey, Mother E, in the third chapter of Hebrews, verse 7.
Okay.
Hold on. Verse 7, 8. Give me 7, 8, 13.
Wait a minute.
15.
Seven, eight. Okay. Wait.
13, seven, 15. Eight. Then give me the last two verses in that chapter. He made something very plain there, Mother E. So let's see what did he say in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, 13, 15, and the last two verses in that chapter. Come on.
Okay. The book of Hebrews chapter 7, verses 7, 13, 15, and
the last two verses. Whatever the last two verses is in that same chapter 3, yeah. Knock that out for me there, Mother E.
Okay. The book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 7, verse 8, 13, 15, and...
I thought you said 3.
Chapter 3, right? Verse 7.
Yeah.
13, 15, 27 and 28. Okay. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7.
Mm-hmm. Chapter 3.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to page of which one?
Last two verses, 18
and
19.
The last two verses, 18 and 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews chapter 7, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. Wherefore, as the righteous spirit said, today, if you will hear his voice, verse 8, harden not your mind as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Verse 13. But exalt one another daily, while it is called today, that any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. But 15.
Mm-hmm.
Why it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your mind, as in the provocation. Verse 18. And to whom were he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. Verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
Eighteen.
And to whom swear he that they should, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. Verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
Mm-hmm. Because of, now, a mother, the reason a lot of people is not going to get in because they're going to ignore 3:13. What is saying, what do Paul is telling Judah, the southern kingdom, exactly how they're supposed to present themselves when they among other tribal members. So Paul is talking to the southern kingdom. And what he says, the key verses is 3:13 and 19 will seal the deal. What it says in 3:13 first, there, Mother E? 3:13.
Hebrews, Lucifer, Evil, chapter 3, verse 13. But exalt one another daily, while it is called today. Let any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Verse 19. See, you can be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. When you meet another member of the Israelite family, what you're supposed to do is what, Mother E? Now, Mother D.F. Israel, don't be a slack to pull the trigger when Mother addressed this national audience in that 3:13. So when you meet another Israelite, bloodline Israelite, what are you supposed to do according to what we can read in verse 13?
Exalt one another while it is. Exalt one another daily why it is called today.
So now, if you don't see that, then what's the second part you got to come with a conclusion of? The second part of. Now, you got number one out the way. So this is what you, this what you're supposed to expect out of another Israelite descent, the sender. But if you don't, what's the second part of it? Go ahead. Les?
Okay. Does any of you be hardened through the deceitness of sin?
What that mean, Mother?
It means to exalt one another.
Okay, good. Okay. But otherwise, Mother, hold on, Mother. That's old seer getting in. But if you meet another Israelite descendant and they not exalting one another, they doing the part two. Now, what do you get out of that? All right, you know how they're supposed to respond.
Mm-hmm.
According to when another Israelite comes before you, they're supposed to exalt one another daily. Mm-hmm. Why it's called today. But they don't fulfill that, Mother. They fulfill the second part. How do you position yourself on the second part, their Mother? All right, Mother D of Israel, young line. We all going to be trying to analyze the second part. If we see the first part don't come out as we eyeball to eyeball each other. Come on.
Okay. So if we don't do the, if we don't exalt one another, and the second part is we done sin.
Excellent. And if you don't did that, so what is the conclusion of it all, Mother, in 19?
Okay, 19. Okay, it said, because they, if we don't do it.
Verse 19.
We cannot in the end because of unbelief.
We're not going to do what?
We cannot in the
end. Hold that part. Okay, that's right. Hold that part, Mother. Let me pull a precept on that one. Hold that part. Mother, dear Israel, let me pull a precept on that. Let's run to Hebrews chapter 10. Let me pull a precept on that.
You ain't bring me in still.
Okay. All right, I ain't brought you in yet. All right, Esther. All right. So when you meet the mother with a loud voice, Mother D.F. Israel, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, and like I said, see, one thing about Mother D.F. Israel, I don't know, two mothers too. They got their best interest for the six anointed camels, all I can tell you. And they make a call in according to this book. And that's what it's all about. See, that's what I like. And that's what we read in 1 Kings. He says, what is the advice should I give to these people? See, don't think that you're on an island by yourself. Mm-hmm. You're always supposed to have the ear and recognize, like I said again, that answer machine call. Now, I can take it either way. But sometimes you got to ask questions. What did you get out of that to confirm what I'm on the right track or is I'm not on the right track? See, you always got to have righteous people around you to have you have the proper ears and the backing on time upon it. Otherwise, you can see through things if you might miss something. I hope I'm saying it right. Now, so Mother D.F. Israel from the tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahuwah B.J.L. C. Roger.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That mother dear business. See, that, you know, I like that. See, that's what I'm talking about. Because, you know, I hear about a thing, and it's always good when someone that can hear the same thing said, well, you know, hold us. They're like the mothers remind me, yeah, the young lions, they're doing great. But let's watch them a little bit longer, okay, here. Let's watch them a little bit more. Let's watch them just a little bit more. All right. I told the young lion on the bottom part of the Sabbath, I said, you know, old Seal got his eye on you now. And he said, you're supposed to, because that's a good thing. Can I like that spirit? All right, get back to the lesson. Now, so in the 10th chapter, mother, be up Israel, it talks about, forgot what I was on now, because every now and then I get caught up in my folly every now and then too. Now, in the 10th chapter, we're on by verse number, it says, in verse number 25 and 26. No, 25 to 27. So we're saying, we're talking about when you meet another Israelite descent, the first thing you supposed to look for them to exalt you one another, then you result at one. This is what you first look for. I remember back in the days, matter of fact, Mother D.F. Israel brought that to my attention. She said, you know, that member caught me off balance. I wasn't expecting that out of that member. I never got that. That member caught me off balance. I was not come out of that member's mouth. That's what she said. I didn't forget none of that. I know she ever got it neither. So this is what we're supposed to look for. And matter of fact, young lion, give me Hebrews 8:16. Hebrews 8:16. No, make that, 8:16, right? What do 8:16 say? No, make it Romans 8:16. I'm sorry. Make it Romans 8:16. What does that say? Young lion? Romans 8:16, what it say?
Okay, the book of Romans 8:16. Verse 16 reads, the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahuwah.
Is that? See, the Spirit of bear witness. See, if you is a bloodline Israelite on the right track up on the Yahuwah's Torah keeping, your spirit and the individual spirit that come in contact with you, you're both a bad witness with each other. So that's why you're supposed to get caught up with that, I didn't expect that out of you. But if that come out of you, I know you've been hard in some kind of way. So now, it takes us back to this verse right here, Mother D.F. Israel. And when you got that hardened spirit, when you meet another Israelite descent, what can we read in Hebrews 10:25-27?
Hebrews 10:25-27.
Yes, ma'am. What
do you
read?
Okay. Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Verse 26. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. Verse 27. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary.
So he's saying, once you meet another member of Israelite descent, and they not exalting you or one another, guess what the outcome of be with, according to the Bible, in verse 27? What the outcome of them? And so all you know, scripture, the outcome is what? Verse 27.
But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary.
He said all they got coming, if they get in their feelings and don't exalt an Israelite, when you meet another Israelite, all you look forward to is Yahweh burning you in the lake of fire. That's all you're supposed to see. Well, according to the Bible, the way you conducting yourself, all you got coming is going to be thrown headlong in the bottom of the lake of fire. You see that, mother?
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, GF Israel. You see that? Because anytime when you're not exalting another Israelite,
right,
and you got more meaning of what a name means than what it is meaning, and you're not exalting one another, and you know that you're an Israelite descendant, all you got coming is to be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. You see that, mother?
Yes, I see.
That's why the scriptures will comfort you, not trying to figure out nobody's mind or why did they say or what or why they do what they do. Understand one thing. If another member do not exalt you when they meet you and they come up another way, that means one thing. The end of the rainbow road for them is be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire, according to scripture. So that's the way it is. So that was John Tate. So all right, good. Now, so we got that part out the way. Now let's go take care of Joseph real quick, and I want to get back on something. Let's go take care of Joseph real quick, young lion. Let's run and find out about this Joseph. We know Joseph is somewhere in Exodus chapter 1:1, and let's find out what is his nationality. Who is Joseph anyway? We're going to 1:1 down to verse 7. Exodus chapter 1:1 down to verse 7. Let's find out who is Joseph anyway. You're on the clock. You're online. Exodus chapter 1. Check it on down to verse 7. Let's find out the genealogy of Joseph right now. Come on.
The book of Exodus, chapter 1, verses 1 down to 7. Verse 1 reads, now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Israel. Verse 2. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Yadazu. Verse 3. Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Verse 4. Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Verse 5. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Israel were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. Verse 6. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all their generation. Verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them.
All right, so now we clear that his genealogy, Joseph, is a member of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, in Genesis chapter 41, Joseph married a young lady of Hamitic descent. But that ain't what we're going to get about Joseph. We're going to get something else, young lion, about Joseph. We want to get something else about Joseph in the 41st chapter, verse 51 and 52. We want to get something else about Joseph that we can read. Because one thing about it, whenever things come to us, we have to be prepared to do one thing, lose the bump and gone contest and say, well, in that very same hour, Yahweh is going to kick in, because if he said that to one person, he'll say that to us, to somebody else. So the buck stops with the lead tribe. So that's why you always got to be prepared to lose the bump and gone contest. And then we go on to the 41st chapter and look at verse 51 and 52. What does it say? 51 and 52. What does it say?
The book of Genesis, chapter 41, verse 51 and verse 52. Verse 51 reads, and Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for Yahweh said he had made me forget all my toys and all my father's house. Verse 52, and the name of the second called he Ephraim, for Yahweh had caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction.
Now let's run and see now. So now we got Joseph have produced him heirs called Manasseh and Ephraim, what they call today Ephraim and Manasseh. So now, and on the 12 tribes chart there, young line, now we're going to peek and see can that hold up. So we can take the 12 tribes chart up. So now we got Joseph is saying Joseph is out of the way and from Ebenezer. Now they said that we not from the tribe of Judah, we from the tribe of Joseph. Yeah. So now we gonna look right on what we pass out on the 12 tribes of Israel and see who is Ephraim of the 12 tribes and who is Manasseh. Then we're going to say after that, even Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder can see through this. What it says.
Okay, read from the 12 tribes of Israel chart. Reading down, we have Manasseh, today called Cuban. Reading down some more, we have Ephraim, today called Puerto Rican.
Ain't that something? So, ain't that something? So you find out one thing. And that ain't going to add up, even 58 verse 3, when Psalms won't agree with that. 58. Verse 3, and you know, 58 verse 3 of Psalm said what, Mother? Mother Eve.
Okay.
A Psalm.
The book of Psalms, chapter 58, verse 3. The book of Psalms, chapter 58, verse 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be gone, speaking lies.
You hear that? He said, the wicked, they came out of the womb line. But you know what? Ain't nowhere in the world that you are saying, looking directly at Brother Micaiah and tell Brother Micaiah, well, we you're not from Judah. You from Cuban,
tribe,
Puerto Rican. So you see, it's stuff like that. That was called easy to slam a door on that, because Ephraim today ain't saying jack. They all up into the Roman Catholic Church. Manasseh ain't saying jack. They all up into the Roman Catholic Church. The sign of Judah, they is doing what you call the conversation are uniting the 12 tribes of Israel. So you got to say one thing. Wait a minute. That don't add up. Because we is uniting the 12 tribes of Israel because that's our responsibility. He from the Puerto Ricans, they got their Puerto Rican flag, and they often tell your own thing. And their thing is that 99% Roman Catholic. So is Manasseh. See? It don't add up. Now, Mother of Israel. Now we go on to 33rd chapter and show you some difference. We're going to 33rd of Deuteronomy, and we're going to look at, since we know who Ephraim and Manasseh is, we're going to the 33rd chapter, and we're going to look at verse number 17. I tell you what, let's read 16 to get warmed up. 16 and 17. Let's read a little bit and see exactly what we need to know pertaining to Joseph. Now, they have two sons called Manasseh and Ephraim. It's a very difference in the order with Judah. Let's see what we can read in verse 16 and 17. Deuteronomy chapter 33, 10 and 17.
Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16. And for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the good will of him that dwelleth in the bush, let the blessings come upon the head of Joseph and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. Verse 17. His honor is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000 of Ephraim, and they are the 10,000 of Manasseh.
Well, so Ephraim and Manasseh supposed to push the 10 tribes to the end of the earth, and that happened in 2 Ezra 13, verse 40 to 47. So now, Brother Mackay, in 2 Ezra chapter 13, verse 40 to 47, let's see Ephraim and Manasseh, which is Joseph's kids, they led a group of the 10 northern kingdoms somewhere that they've taken them to the ends of the earth. And let's read a little about, let's read a little history on that in the 13th chapter, verse 40 down to verse 47. 2 Ezra, chapter 13, verse 40 to 47. Let's read about Joseph, what Joseph did, and see if do that adds up if we Joseph come out.
Okay, the book of 2 Ezra. Chapter 13, verses 40 down to 47. Verse 40 reads, those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoners out of their own land in the time of Hoshea, the king, in whom Salmanasar, the king of Assyria, led away captive, and he carried them over the waters. And so came they into another land. Verse 41. But they took this counsel among themselves that they would leave the multitude of the nation and of the heathen and go forth into a farther country where never mankind dwelt. Verse 42. That they might there keep their Torah instruction, which they never kept in their own land. Verse 43. And they entered into Euphrates by the narrow passages of the river. Verse 44. For the Most High Yahweh then showed signs for them and held still the flood till they were passed over. Verse 45. For through that country there was a great way to go, namely of a year and a half. And the same region is called Asari. Verse 46. Then dwelt they there until the latter time. And now when they shall begin to come. Verse 47. The highest Yahweh shall stay the springs of the stream again, that they may go through. Therefore saw you the multitude with peace.
Mm-hmm. So, we found out Joseph, which is Ephraim of Manasseh, is they off in a far land called America, and then they begin to come. But now we're going to find out the characteristics of both of these seeds of Israel, and by the action you will know who's who. Who is Joseph? And because you got to watch what Joseph do as a people. You can watch two twins. You just can watch them and see what they do. And you can tell who's who according to Scripture. That's what I say. You have to be able to watch the Bible and see who's who from the pages of the Bible. And Mother E, you cannot be a 724 when you make your decisions. Let's see what we read in St. John 7:24. Mother.
Mm-hmm.
What do you read in 7:24 that we can read? St. John.
Okay. St. John chapter 7, verse 24. St. John chapter 7, verse 24 reads. I said, therefore, unto you, that ye shall...
7:24, Mother.
St. John.
7:24 of St. John.
Oh, I turned two pages. Book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, judge not according to appearance, but judge rightly judgment.
All right, you see that? So we just can't make a calling. Mother, go to 1 Samuel 2, verse 3. 1 Samuel 2, verse 3. You know, see, that's how you get the lessons. You know, when things come out, that's when you have to be able to, that's when you know how you get the lessons. When things come out, you might have your whole tons of things on your mind, but sometimes you hear something, you say, okay, well, this is something that has to be taken care of. How do you know who is Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh, and how do you know who is Judah? Okay? You can't judge according to appearance, because if you open their blood up, they're all going to be by the same father. So it got to be something that would distinguish between Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh, and something that they'll do that distinguish between, like, for example, you take a person that never seen a lion and never seen a sheep. You say, now, one of these is a lion and one of these is a sheep. You say, well, okay, let me read up on the history in the origin what a lion do and what a sheep would do. So that's the same thing about Joseph and Ephraim. I mean, Joseph and Judah. You, it's easy to tell who's who, although they got the same bloodline. Now,
right.
Mother, what it says, 1 Samuel 2, verse 3. 1 Samuel 2, verse 3. Mother E, 1 Samuel 2, verse 3.
I thought you were talking to Mother Foster. Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3. Talk no more. Talk no more of exceedingly proud. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth. Accuracy come out of your mouth. For the Yahweh is a Yahweh of knowledge, and by him awaited.
Arrogancy. So otherwise, don't be arrogant. Don't be arrogant. Don't make blank statements. Don't say that you something that you're not. Because somebody can look at you and say, no, you don't fit Judah. You don't fit Judah because you all out all that way. No. You don't fit Judah. Because Judah is the lead tribe. And they lead by example. They don't just skin. I'm Judah. No, I'll tell you what. If you Judah, we're going to watch you then. We're going to watch you and see what scope that you come up with on your own. Is you parakeeting everything you're saying? Or is you just sitting there writing down messages and then perpetrating yourself as something that you're not? You know what I mean? It's easy to find out who's who. Because we know this is what's going to happen. I remember I said something one day in class. I said, this young lady right here and one of the mothers, they might not say much to you. But it's just like they can pick you like a chicken from a distance. Can just pick all the feathers off of you and don't say one word. You see, some got it like this. So you don't have to tell us who you are. Your action will show who you are. You see what I'm trying to tell you? That's why you both be prepared to say, okay, but according to this book, you don't fit none of that. Because we know that Mother, D.F. Israel, we know it's going to come a day that it's going to happen. But you know why? Because Jeremiah was raised from the womb to know this was going to happen. See, this is what we do know. In the 33rd chapter, we know that what a handout again. Let me go back to this a minute. You know, when you got a good meal, sometimes you have to go back. It says here. It says, Judah, the lead tribe, the fourth son of Israel. So we know Judah leads. They don't have to come nowhere. They leads. They ain't got to remind nobody their position. Their action will show their position. You see that? Now, mother. D.F. Israel. In the book of Jeremiah 31, we know something here about Ephraim and Manasseh, the characteristics of what they're going to do in time to come. Let's see what they're going to do in time to come according to verse 6. Jeremiah 31, verse 6. So we know this going to happen, and that's when you'll know who you are and who is the other tribes here, because we can read this is how it's going to happen. 31, verse 6.
Okay. Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 6, read. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise and let us go up to Judah, unto Yahweh, our Yahweh.
So you think of this? So we're clear. Now, I don't know no Judah going looking for Joseph or Ephraim Manasseh to ask them Jack. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Judah leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come a day that you going to come to Judah. Judah is never going to come to you. Because we're going to come to you, because we read how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we know who's Judah and who's not. Because Judah will be sitting on the dock of the bay. And you're going to come to Judah and cry. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know Judah is carrying the word of Yahweh. So you're going to come to Judah looking for Judah. And if you Judah, then Judah, if we not Judah, then we'll see when would Judah go look for the northern tribes to hear anything from them. They're not going to the northern kingdom asking them nothing. Mm-hmm. They sitting back waiting on the northern kingdom to come to us because we can read Mother D.F. Israel that is written in 33 verse 1 and 7. See, we can know who Judah is because Judah will do what? 33, 1 and 7, Deuteronomy. What's that, Mother D.F. Israel?
Oh, Deuteronomy?
Yeah, see, you ain't got to parade around and say who you are. Your action would tell who you are. You ain't got to come nowhere saying who you are. Your action will show who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a member of any of the tribes, your action. You ain't got to remind nobody of anything. We'll watch your action. We'll watch when you get a phone call asking you questions pertaining to the Bible. We'll watch that and see how many calls you get pertaining to the Bible. And how many calls would you to get concerning pertaining to the Bible? All we got to do is watch it, and we'll know who we are. See, we'll know according to the book, because we can read where Moses was confronted with the Almighty and had a message to the 12 tribes. And Moses had to do prophecy on how it's going to be. And let's see what Moses said in 33, verse 1 and 7. What did he say there, Mother?
Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 1 and verse 7. Verse 1. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Yahweh, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Verse 7. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear Yahweh, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be you an help to him from his enemies.
Well, yeah, you gonna know who Judah is. You'll know because Judah will be the one that leads. You'll know. You don't have to come and always say who you are by your action. It'll show who you are. And one thing we do know, Mother. He said, now, you're going to a great captivity, no doubt about it. But I'm going to tell you one thing I'm not going to never do. He said, I'm going to push you to the end of earth. I'm going to do that. But I tell you one thing I will never do. He said, although you're going to catch it. But I'm going to tell you something that I'll never do in 29, verse 22. There's something that he said, and one thing about it, in Titus 1:2, he says, in hope for eternal life, that the Almighty, he cannot lie. So if you want eternal life, then you believe what this Bible's saying. Yahweh said, it's something that I'm not going to never do. that door I'm gonna push you. But something that we can read that I would never do to the Israelites. 29:22. What do you say? What I would never do. What do you say?
What book?
Isaiah 29:22. Something he says that I'll never do. I'm going to push you all the way to the end of the earth. But I tell you one thing. I even got limits where I'm going to stop it. He said, I'm going to stop it. Something. And 29:22, where is he going to stop at, mother?
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 22.
Yes.
Isaiah 29, verse 22. Wherefore, thus says Yahweh, who redeemed Abraham concerning the family of Israel. Israel shall not be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale.
What do you say? You'll never be able to look at an Israelite and look and see his face what?
Waxing pale.
What kind of pale in 25:25 of Genesis? What kind of pale? He said that. He said, that's one thing I would not do. I'm going to push you to the end of the earth. But one thing I'm not going to do to Judah, to any other members of the 12 tribes of Israel, you'll never be able to look at one of them and see they is pale, but pale what? According to 25:25.
Okay. Genesis 25:25. And the first came out red all over, like a hairy garment. And they called his name Esau.
Now, mother, when you put both of them together, what is Yahweh saying he'll never do? He'll never have no member of the children of Israel to be what?
Pale red.
Pale red, meaning the blood will show through your skin. So if you sit around looking at yourself and you see where the blood is, and it's notable, then you're not an Israelite. If blood flows through your skin and you can see it, then you're not an Israelite.
Well,
he said, one thing I would not do, I would never have a member of the children of Israel to be what kind of pale?
Pale red.
Pale red. So when you see that last president, or the president now, anytime you put some hard questions on them, ask them any question, what happened to their face right before the camera? You see the blood show through their skin. That pale red will come out. Anytime they get excited, you see the blood start gushing through their skin. And that's showing you that is not an Israelite. The more you jump them presidents, you see the blood show through their skin, and they get paler and redder and redder and redder. And you slap them on the back, you see your whole handprint on them. See? So when Yahweh says, listen, all you got to do is watch my word or what I'm saying. So he's giving you all the attributes to watch. Anytime an Israelite meets another Israelite, according to the Bible, Mother E, exactly what they're supposed to do when you meet another family member of Israelite descent. How do you supposed to conduct yourself according to Hebrews 3, verse 13. Come on back there, Mother E. Just give me a half of it. This what you supposed to be able to understand according to the Bible. You don't lie with this Bible. This is how, if you are the Israelite descent, this is how you supposed to conduct yourself among another Israelite that we can read. Come on, Mother.
The book of
3:13.
The book of Hebrews. Polluted evil. Book of evil polluted Hebrews. Chapter 3, verse 13. But they brought one another daily. Why it is called today, let any of you be hardened to the deceitfulness of sin.
You see that? Now go to Zephaniah, that mother. We're going to get a precept on that. We're going to Zephaniah 2, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what it says in Zephaniah there, Mother E. We're going to Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. That's see, we got to have information. See, it must be a ministry out here that must exhibit themselves according to the scripture. You're going to know them according to the scripture. Because they're going to lose all about the gums contest. And then when you come up with some air, they'll say, you're not lining up with the scripture. How can you be who you say you are and you're not lining up with the scripture? He says what he will never do for any member of the tribes or the 12 tribes of Israel. You will never be able to look at them and see them pale red, or the blood power would never happen. That means that you're from the other nations. Because when your blood shows through your skin, you're not of Israelite descent. All you got to do is check yourself out, or just take your hand and hit your thigh while the light is on. Just take your hand and slap it. Pow! And if you start seeing the blood moving in your skin, God, dog. I better be quiet and get in where I fit in at, because I've been lying, but you know, all you've been lying to is yourself. Now, what's the reading?
Zephaniah
2, 1, 2, and 3, bring it. Mm-hmm.
Book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, verse 1. Gather yourselves together. Gather together. O nation, not desire, but see. Before the decree rain forth, before the day passes as the death, before the serious anger of the Yahweh come upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. Verse 3.
Yeah. Good. 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 Go ahead and read verse 3, Mother. Go ahead and put the overflow on it. Go on and put verse 3 in there, Mother. What did it say?
Seek you, the Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, which have wrote his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the day of the Yahweh's anger.
Okay. So in verse 3, Mother, he says, why is the day you got to seek what word stands out in that verse 3 that it must be on the 12 tribes of Israel demeanor? What word that sticks out real good in there by being a member of the 12 tribes of Israel, when you meet another member of the 12 tribes of Israel, what in verse 3, if you look out the window, you're supposed to see?
When you look out the window.
No, according to verse 3. No, according to verse 3. I'm looking for a powerful word there, Mother. According to verse 3, I'm looking for a word out of there. Something that's required to be. What?
Seek
Yahweh. No, a little bit more. No, I who gonna pull that verse out?
Oh,
me.
What in verse 3 that you got?
Seek righteousness.
Come on, Brother Micaiah.
Meek.
But Makai, you brought it out, but bring it out a little bit louder. To what?
Meek of the earth. Meek.
Meek. Meek. You must be what kind of way in verse 3?
Meek.
Meek. Meek. When you round another Israelite descent, you got to be what again?
Meek.
Meek.
Meek. There go the key word. Make a note of it. So if you're looking at two Israelites or a group of Israelites, what is you observing from being from one of the member of tribe of Yahdah Judah? What are you looking to see? What you looking to see? According to verse 3, what key word are you looking to see, mother?
Meekness.
But not with a question, but with boldness. You were looking for meekness. Then you know you line up with the 12 tribes of Israel. And that's why we read earlier, what do Yahweh requires of you? So Yahweh requires of you to be what kind of way, mother?
Meekness.
Meekness. That's what he required of you. See, so when you fear Yahweh, you have a meek and quiet spirit. You won't be all over the place. You won't be provoking nothing because Yahweh will check you with you with the understanding. I'm not being Yahweh-ly by being all over the place. You see that? So the Bible would tell you anything to know. Now, Brother Micaiah, and so now he says, before the anger of Yahweh, what is he talking about with that? Let's go to Malachi 4:1. Let's read a little bit and find out what kind of anger he gonna bring if he don't catch you being meek around the 12 tribes of Israel. He said, before the decree of Yahweh anger come. I believe I heard the right thing. So now we got to go see another seer and see exactly what's supposed to happen after that. If we do not repent and get in that line of understanding, what can we read there, Brother Micaiah, that's going to happen by Malachi? Give me 1:1 first, then come to 4:1. Let's find out who this addressed to. Give me Malachi 1:1, Brother Micaiah.
Okay, going over to the book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 1, and swinging over to chapter 4 and picking up at verse 1. Book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, the burden of the word of Yahweh to Israel by Malachi the seer.
What are you saying, Bo? What do you say?
Chapter 4. Verse 1, verse 1 reads, for behold, the day come that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yes, and all that do wicked shall be stumbled, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith Yahweh, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch.
Correct.
But unto you that fear my name, verse 2, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Verse 3.
Excellent. Well, hold on. That's good enough. That's good enough. Read verse 1 and 2 again. Okay. That's the kind of what you got to understand. And understand that if you from the tribe of Judah, these things you supposed to know. But if you don't be meek and have a quiet spirit in the word of Yahweh, he said it's gonna come a day that what's gonna happen again in the fourth chapter, verse number 1 and 2. Can you make it plain there, young line? What's going to happen that we can read in 4:1 and 2?
The book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, "For behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yes, and all that do wickedly shall be stumbled. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith Yahweh of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Verse 2, but unto you that fear my name, verse 2, but unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall."
So how do we know that we on the right track, on the right side, and not going to be in that number of receiving the wrath of Yahweh to be burnt like an oven? And how do we know that we on the wrong side? Because we read already in 1 Samuel, by your actions is weighed about exactly what give me a word of your position. Give me a word. Somebody help those say out.
Your crown.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So by your action, it's going to weigh exactly what your position is going to be. Because you don't have to line up with this Bible. And if you're not lining up with this Bible, then what action to look for to see will you be headlong going towards the fire or waiting on the kingdom to come? So you got to go in the Bible and see where you stand if you can read. Then you got to be in position to check yourself and see what it says. Now, I'm hearing my mother, D up Israel. Let's see, can we line up a few things? See, let me tell you something. That's why, you know, 69 in Camp Ophir, he ran back. He got his eyes on you. He watched you from the page of the book. He watched you. You know how you got to go to, they call it spring training before the big league start. And they call it, got to go to the academies and all that before you pass that season. You ready to kick it as been. So you have to watch. You have to be tried. You're going to be tried. Somebody going to try you. And it's up to you to see what kind of grade you're going to get. Now, Mother D. F. Israel, we go on and take a look at a verse in Proverbs. The wisest man in the world gave us something to peep at. In Proverbs 18, verse 17, let's see if we analyze this verse. Proverbs 18, verse 17. What does it say there, Mother?
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 17, read, "He that is first in his own cause seeketh just, but his neighbor comes and searcheth him."
What you said again, Mother? No, hold on, Mother. No, we ain't getting like 17. No. What you just got to read, Mother? No, come on. Hold on, Mother. Don't get excited. Hold on a minute. We're going to examine this Proverbs 18:17, huh? We want to take our time and look at this verse right here, because he don't drop the bombshell to peep it. Now, come on back to verse 17 one more time. Take your time there, Mo. It's all on network is over 500,000 plus on the international side. But just take your time and let's examine this in 18:17. What did it say?
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 17. "He that is first in his own cause seeketh just, but his neighbor comes and searches him."
Ain't that something? He said, you know, a lot of them, they'll come talk that smack, but you gotta
you got to run back and see, do they line up with this book? See, you got a lot of them, just like this big old minister. He's done a whole lot of great big talking. We got a lot of messages on things about how we combat him. But I said, well, I can't take it all that at the same time, because right now, you know, the message is going another direction with Joseph. So we can't take everything at the same time. But one thing about it, we on 3 hours a day, and we back on again tomorrow at 6 p.m. But he said, one thing about it, your neighbor going to watch you and see you line up with this book. We're going to see who you really are. And Mother, what it says in 32, 2 and 3 in Numbers, we're looking at that Proverbs 18:17 about his neighbor is going to search him out. See, we watch the best of them bump the gums. But the neighbors, he's talking about the other bloodline Israelites, is going to, and their conclusion is going to be what we can read in 32:23 of Numbers. What did it say, Mother?
Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahweh, and be sure your sins will find you out.
Ain't that something? Hear that, Mother D.F. Israel? Your sin ain't gonna find you out. Whatever you're working with, it's gonna come out.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're working with, it's gonna come out. We gonna see. Do you line up with this? But you ain't gotta tell them about it. What try? I mean, you know, you gotta always rehearse where you from. Listen, your ass you gonna tell us what you about. Your neighbor's gonna run back and peep at you. No, Judah don't act like that, but Judah's a lead tribe. Judah don't make moves like that. Judah leads. Judah waiting back to give you the answer as the scriptures unfold. See?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you non-Judah, let's see how would you act according to Leviticus 19. And let's read verse 16. Let's see. But we watching real carefully. And Leviticus chapter 19, I would pick up verse 16 as read a little bit. Let's see what's going on that when we are watching whosoever from the pages of the book. We're going to Leviticus chapter 19, pick up verse 16 as read a little bit. Come on.
Leviticus chapter 19.
Yeah, pick up verse 16.
Okay.
Let's read a little bit. Let's see if we can get out of that.
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, thou shalt not go up and down as a terror-bearer among your people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of your neighbor. I am Yahweh. Verse 17. Thou shalt not hate your brother in thy mind. You shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Verse 18. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people. But thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahweh. Verse 19.
That's good. Right there. Ain't that something? So you see what you will not do. See, if you led by the Spirit of Yahweh, these are things that you would not do. You would not do. See, that's bottom line. So when your sins is found out, we clear what you would not do. Now we read what you would not do. But when you find out that that's how you roll, then we know how to stay clear of you, because your spirit ain't right. And you said to do anything because your spirit ain't lined up with this Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brother Micaiah, in Proverbs chapter 6, Can you pick it up at verse 12 down to verse number 20? Proverbs 6, 12 down to verse 20. Brother Micaiah Israel, you on the clock. Come on. Proverbs chapter 6, Brother Micaiah, pick it up at verse 12 down to verse 20. You on the clock. Then I'll wrap it up in 22 and 23. Let's see what it says in Proverbs chapter 6, 12 through 20, and 22, 23. Come on.
Okay, the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 12 down to 20 and 22 down to 23. Verse 12 reads, "A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a forged mouth." Verse 13, "He winketh with his eye, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers." Verse 14, "Forwardness is in his mind, he deviseth mischief continually, he soweth discord."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15, "Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without the remedy." Verse 16, "These six things doeth Yahweh hate. Yes, seven are an abomination unto him."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17, "A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood." Verse 18, "And mind that deviseth wicked imagination, feet that be swifty and running to mischief." 19, "A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brothers." Verse 20, "My son, keep your father's commandments, and forsake not the law of your mother." Verse 22, When you goest, it shall lead you. When you sleepest, it shall keep you. And when you awakest, it shall talk with you." Verse 23, "For the Torah instruction is a lamp, and the Torah instruction is light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life."
Ain't that something? So you see, when you live by the spirit of Yahweh, we know when you're a son and daughter of Yahweh, because certain things you just won't do, because Yahweh will check you. The word of Yahweh will check you. You might have fringes on here and there, but the word of Yahweh will check you. Certain things you don't do when you come among your brothers and your sisters. But you got a spirit in you from the adversary called Satan, the devil, will tell you, no, you ain't got to worry about that. Go and remind them again that you are an Israelite. Why you got to keep on reminding folks that you're an Israelite? By your action is the way we'll know who you are on the page of the book and your position, because he made it plain, Mother E, and 12:18 of 1 Corinthians, Mother. Hey, Mother E, he made it plain in 12:18, Mother E, what he say in 1 Corinthians 12:18? Huh? That we can read.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. Okay.
Yeah.
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. "But now has Yahweh said to him every one of them in the body as it has pleased him."
No. So Yahweh will place you where what, Mother?
Where it pleases him.
A little bit louder, Mother dear, up Israel.
Yeah.
What has pleased him?
A little bit louder, Mother dear, up Israel.
What has pleased him? Yahweh.
No. Yahweh will place you where it pleased him.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't got to remind nobody of your position. Yahweh will place you where it pleased him.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to remind nobody your position. You ain't got to run to other nations and tell them your position. Yahweh will place you where it pleases. Who, Mother? D up Israel?
Please him.
And what, Mother E, and what did Yahweh say that we can read in the book of Judges, Mother? He made a profound statement, Mother E. He said something in Judges about how he stands in verse number 1. He made, in Judges 2:1, Mother E, he made it plain how he stands. And how he stands, Mother, come on. Judges 2, verse 1.
The book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 1. And the minister spirits of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochan and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you.
And what he says in 12:18 again, Mother, in 1 Corinthians, he said, I won't break my covenant with you. He said, I'm not going to break my covenant. I'll never break my covenant with you. Huh? So what did he say, Mother, in 12:18? 1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. It says, but now has Yahweh set the members, every one of them in the body, as it has pleased him.
So the Almighty placed you where, Mother?
As it has pleased him.
Oh, so you don't have to say one word. You don't have to say one word. Yahweh placed you where he wants you to be at. If he wants you exposed, he's going to expose you. If he wants you to be in a position, he'll put you there. You ain't got to mind nobody on where you stand. If it's the will of Yahweh, you're going to get there. He got all the power. So before you say what you not, let Yahweh be true. And then, and read that, Mother, and we're going to pause and bring our elder back in. Let's read that in Romans chapter 3, verse 4. So you don't have to remind nobody of your position. You know, I'm this and I'm... No, you ain't got to do that. Yahweh will place you where he wants you at. And Yahweh will expose you when it's time to expose you. And your sin is going to find you out.
Right.
Yes. That's the way it is. See, the Bible will tell you, and he'll have things to be done for you to bring out the scriptures, for you to be clear on what to be looking for without saying a word. You can know what to look for in the book. You ain't got to remind nobody that go outside of your nation tomorrow where you was at and you taking something from me and I'm this, I'm that. No. Let what Mother said in 3 verse 4 that we can read in the Romans.
Oh, you told me to read that?
Yes, ma'am, Mother E. What it says in Romans, what I say again? Romans 3 verse 4. Thank you, Mother D. Of Israel.
Romans chapter 3
verse 4.
Let Yahweh be true, but every man a lie, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sin, and might overcome in thy adversary.
So Yahweh is going to place you where you belong, and let Yahweh be true, and how many men and women is a what?
A liar.
You're a liar. So if Yahweh wants you to do whatever it is, don't worry. Yahweh got the power to put you there. You ain't got to come and remind nobody on your position, on what you want, because Yahweh got all the power. So if he wants you there, you will get there. You don't have to remind nobody. And it's like the world going to find out. They're going to find out. Something is written in 33, verse 39 to verse 33, for the lesson over in Ezekiel. They're going to find out something, too, along the way at time appointed. So the Bible's going to tell you the story. You ain't got to, the Bible's going to tell it. All you got to do when they start bumping the gums is just peep down at the Bible. That's all you got to do. And one thing about it, if you from the tribe of Joseph, then you is not leading the way trying to put the 12 tribes back in Israel, because Joseph have no leadership whatsoever after they got over here. And that's why they scattered in the brain, and 90% of them is Roman Catholic churches, Ephraim and Manasseh. So there's no way you can be Judah, because Judah is telling you who you really are. Judah is the one telling you something. Joseph, Ephraim, Manasseh ain't telling you nothing. But about Guadalupe and getting some siesta and some loud banging and music on a Sabbath day. So how could that be Joseph? How can we be Joseph? It's no way we can be Joseph. We keep the Sabbath day. We wear the fringes. So that was a cakewalk. We bring our elder in from his closing statements in 153, because that don't line up. I think, according to the scripture, according to the eye test, Joseph and the Cubans and the Puerto Ricans ain't doing none of that.
Mm-mm.
But we don't want to organize it, so it don't add up. Our elder, you on the clock for your closing statement of tape 153. Come on.
Once again, God bless you, see Israel. And as I say, it's always a pleasure to be among a cast of thousands of others that came to hear these righteous words of Yahweh, and also information that we all do need. That information is well needed. So a lot of brothers and sisters that listen. And this is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times. Bad teachers, Christian, and loud functions. Welcome and thank all of you for attending this live broadcast. It comes to life and hopefully always with new and exciting topics and huge and fire. First and foremost, about God's love. And as you've seen, learning how to connect with them. Your help and phones that you should be keeping in touch with. We do all this because you have not. And actually, this destination you came to seek. After look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the true God, Father God, that. From you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless you have a night day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath day. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, from times 30, 7:30 to 10:30. Bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 7. An online class that starts at 2 to 5 people until the temple members desire to. We also have a website. You just open up any search engine, any one of your devices. Let them search. Why is it tribe.com? After you click on it, just send this big line to receive choices. One will be tied to mine. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. They are completely next. Again, you'll see choices. Still choose ties and options. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse 8. Verse 7 says, given to the Yahweh, the tenders of the people. Yes, Yahweh, glory and strength. 8. Given to the Yahweh, the glory given to his name. Bring an offering, come into his courts. I always remind you that when you're doing this, to remember that God brought love to your forgiveness, and also donations to this ministry, it's greatly appreciated that you give according to those Bible provisions for convenience, chapter 27, verse 30, once again, mentioning the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, verse number 9. It's time to keep this ministry from bringing the best days to have our time. Also, if you go in the school, I thank you, radio station, and the land of the global health ministry, we continue to speak to the program. Also, Robert, we do have a challenge. I would suggest check that out. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live stream, which is available during live broadcasting. Just enter three words, Radio Live. After the event, once again, click the voice of the tourist around. Live broadcast. Click the red live button as soon as I can see it. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is jabbaitro@gmail.com. These are the rights you're written for any questions about the biblical subject matter or the data topic. We even have a few numbers you can call with the offline number. The first being our live conference room, which is 311-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number. You can call, leave a message or strip, you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of God's presence. But so in saying that, please don't call this number trying to teach, as we mentioned earlier. You will only receive a discouraging result. Also, by calling this number, you can inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel or convenient. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it. And another note I'd like to remind you, please don't contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcasts are active. You might imagine it's pretty busy with the WCC at New York Station, Mr. Cigar again, and answering many of them. But now even addition to that, you're here for Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line, 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless that you're calling time to teach, you will just hear a discouraging sound. Also, for those members who have missed the beginning of our program, you can listen to the entire recorded show today at 9:15 each, except Friday. The program time will be repeated after the just in three words, Shakwa Radio Live. And at the beginning, look for voice to the tours like private broadcast. Just choose the program that you're late logging into, or at that point, you can listen to any previous day that you would like to listen. As a reminder, we're also, while transmitting on broadcast, we're also transmitting on broadcast. And listed under ethnic group, African American. And you there, look for voice to the prison, Bible.com. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there, if you want to see any of the on the table topics we discussed, or you can go over the kids along with the series of guidance and shopping. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic, or any more of the two textbooks. And to find the Blog Talk in before teaching, we will continue teaching. So we can continue with the teaching of the open system. We'll turn our program back to our CRM and say,
hello, all right, hallelujah, Yahuwah. That was excellent. And we'll get back at, my fact, we're going to look for Mother Z while she heard enough. And she's going to address this national audience over 500,000 plus about what have she what she heard, and she'll sum it up with scriptures, what she just got through here. So we're going to find Mother Z, and we're going to bring her in. It's the best part of the broadcast when she address this national audience. Understand one thing. See, you ain't got to tell. It can show up. And if you're about your people's, you will do exactly what this book telling you to do at the time of appointed. And we'll see a couple more things after Mother Z addressed this national audience over 500,000 plus.
Now,
when you meet your mothers out of Camp 1, Mother Z, Kaaba Yagda Judah, Mother Z, Yahweh B.T.S. Raya.
She ain't coming on tonight, Sia. I was trying to tell you.
All right. So she got a double portion coming tomorrow. Okay. I got you. So Mother Z got a double portion coming. She said, what I want to do, I want to put a double portion on you tomorrow. That's all. So we clear that the next time you hear Mother Z, she got a double portion coming for you. All right, we're going back to scripture, so we want to know what we got to do. Because we got a lot of things on the table. So Mother E, let's find out exactly what we got to do. And we're going to get right with Yahweh. What's the first thing we got to do in 2nd Ezra? Hey, Mother E, in 2nd Ezra chapter 14, 34, Mother E, and 14:34, can you help those see out exactly what we got to start looking for to happen for those that want to be helped that we can read? 2nd Ezra 14:34, Mother E, you on the clock, come on.
Second Ezra chapter
14:34. Yes, ma'am. What
does it say? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Second Ezra chapter 14, verse 34 reads, therefore, if so be that you will subdue your own understanding and reform your mind, You shall be kept alive, and after death, you shall obtain mercy.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing you got to do, Mother E, the guy reform. See, remember one thing. If no Yahweh in them, they'll never reform their mind. They always be big mouth and little ears. That's a sign of not reforming their mind. When you meet another Israelite descent, you're supposed to do something, Mother, that we can read. So this one we know we can work with you once you understand exactly what you got to do, and we'll get a closing statement out to Mother. Let's see how when you meet another Israelite descent, how do you supposed to conduct yourself that we can read and Ruth, R-U-T-H, 2:4. So when you come in presence of another Israelite descent, and if you are from a bloodline Israelite descent, how do you supposed to conduct yourself according to the Bible? Ruth, chapter 2, verse 4, what it say?
Ruth, chapter 2, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
And behold,
a closing statement. Yes.
And behold, Booker came from Bethlehem and said unto the reaper, the Yahweh be with you. And they answered him,
so, Mother, in a closing statement, when you come in contact with another Israelite descent, if you're an Israelite descent, how do you supposed to conduct yourself in a closing statement according to Ruth 2, verse 4?
Yahweh be with you.
And what they supposed to say when you say that to them?
And they say, Yahweh bless you.
Oh. So that's how it's supposed to happen when you meet another Israelite. And so that's how you know when you led by the spirit of Yahweh, that's the mindset supposed to be on the clock. All right, Mother E, closing statement. We'll catch you tomorrow at 6 p.m., so take your time and give your closing statement. You're on the clock. Come out.
Oh, well, I thank and praise Yahweh for this class, and thank and praise Yahweh to be able to be in the class. And thank and praise Yahweh for the ones that's listening in for the class. And I'm going to read just one verse out of Psalm 107, verse 20. He said his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Excellent. He sent the word and healed you. So that's how we know when Yahweh working with you, that's how you will respond. Now, Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel, what it says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, what can we read in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 down to verse 14? Come on.
Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 to 14. Verse 12. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracles of Yahweh, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. 13. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Verse 14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their sense exercised to discern both good and evil.
Mm-hmm. And Malachi 3:18 says what? So you supposed to be able to discern good and evil. You supposed to be able to discern it. You know one thing about it. I don't care what kind of spirit you got on you. When you meet and greet, when you come in contact with another Israelite descent, if you're an Israelite descent, then you have to conduct yourself according to the Bible. If you're not conducting yourself according to the Bible, then we know one thing. You're not led by the spirit of this Bible. You're led by the adversary called Satan the devil. And we're clear about it. And you suddenly do anything. Because when you meet another Israelite descent, you're supposed to say, Ruth 2, verse 4, Yahweh be with you. Then you're supposed to be all lives on return answer. Yahweh bless you. You're supposed to be putting blessings. Not trying to, because there's no divination. Matter of fact, let's read that. When it comes down to Israelite descent, Mother, D.F. Israel, he already told us in the book, that something that will never happen if you line up with Thus Says Yahweh, it would never happen. He got it written in the book of Numbers, their mother, D.F. Israel. So according to what we can read, that he said in the ninth, in the 23rd chapter, verse 19, down to verse 24, and Brother Micaiah, have me Isaiah 49, verse 12, down to verse 20. And we'll see which way to go after that, Brother Micaiah. But right now, Mother, we want to see what Yahweh told Moses in the first five books pertaining to a people and he identified exactly what he owned. 23, 19, 24, come on, Mother D.F. Israel, come on, from Numbers.
Numbers chapter 19, verses 19 to 24. Numbers 23, 19 to 24. 19, Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 20. Behold, I have received Torah instructions to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. 21. He has not beheld sins in Israel, neither has he sent perverseness in Israel. Yahweh is Yahweh, is with him, and the shout of the king is among them. Verse 22. Yahweh brought them out of Egypt and has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. While off. 23. Surely there is no enchantment against Israel, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Israel and of Israel, what has Yahweh wrought? 24. Behold, the people shall raise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eats of the prey and drinks of the blood of the slain.
Right, that's him. So he's saying that, he said, regardless if you hear somebody's mouth running their mother, D.F. Israel, and it's nothing to respond to, according to Yahweh's word, he's not a man, but he's a liar. He said, what in verse 23, with a little more audio, mother, D.F. Israel, what did he say?
Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. Surely there is no enchantment against Israel, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Israel, and of Israel, what has Yahweh wrought?
Hear what he's saying. He said in 23, surely there is no enchantment. So you can't read your board or make statements against Israel. You're just wasting your time. Neither is there any divination. So you cannot even say nothing out your mouth against Israel, because Yahweh have already have done what in verse 21? Let me show you something in verse 21. Read it again, 21.
Numbers 23:21. He has not beheld sin in Israel, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. Yahweh, his Yahweh, is with him, Israel. And the shout of a king is among them.
Hate that something. You see, the man is saying, if I say you all right, you all right. So if anybody come with the fat mouth, go ahead. Let them have a fat mouth. As long as I see you keeping my Sabbath day, you just say to Yahweh, you meet and greet your fellow Israelite, sister and brother, by saying, Yahweh be with you, and they saying, Yahweh bless you, and that line Paul goes up. He said, look here, you all right with me? But when you see total opposite of that, you know that is the work of Satan the devil, because Yahweh is not a man. So there's nothing you can say that can curse Israel's people when they doing the thus says Yahweh, and that Paul comes out
And they look you eyeball to eyeball and say, Yahweh be with you. And the return alpha is Yahweh bless you. That's when you know you on something. But until you see it, if you don't see that in another self-made Israelite saying that, then you know one thing, they got the devil on them. And that's how you got to make your adjustment. That's the devil on them. Huh? Because their hand don't go out when they see you. Yahweh be with you. And they say, and Yahweh bless you. If that don't come out their mouth, that's the devil on them. So you know exactly what to do. And according to Sirach 27 verse 12, mother. What do you do in Sirach 27 verse 12 that we can read? What do you do? And when you meet another Israelite descent and the hand do not come out, what do you do according to the Bible in 27 verse 12 of Sirach?
Sirach chapter 27 verse 12. If thou be among the industry, observe the time, but be continuously among men of understanding.
Wait, you was going to get a 1 minute of time. Now you ain't going to get a second of time. You do not among the industry, do not meet and greet you with the pole out saying, Yahweh be with you, and the answer return. Yahweh bless you. That means you among the industry. That means they get no time whatsoever, according to scripture. It's nothing to talk about, because you're not lined up with your book. Let's go to Acts chapter 5, and we'll bring in a young line. Let's see what it says in Acts chapter 5, Mother D.F. Israel. See, remember, all we need is a big belly to fill a book. You remember we had a young sister in the class yesterday out of Camp 1, and her head was all the way down to her feet in grief. I said, you know what you need? You need some dust, says Yahweh. Why don't you come back to class and get you some dust, says Yahweh? Guess what? She came. And she left out on a tippy toe. You know why? Because that's what you need. You need a blessing and dust, says Yahweh's word. But you're not going to get the blessing, thus says Yahweh, word, if you told the opposite of his word.
Okay.
So she left out in good spirit. And that was a great thing. So now, in Acts chapter 5, Mother D.F. Israel, what can we read in Acts chapter 5 that Yahweh talks about to look for? He says in Acts chapter 5, can you pick it around by verse 36? Let's see what we can get out of this, and we'll take it down to a closing statement. Let's see what it says. All without the verse 39.
Acts chapter 5, verse 36 through 39. Acts chapter 5, verse 36. For before these days arose up somebody boasting himself to be somebody. To whom
stop it there. Hold on. What was he doing? He was doing what?
Boasting himself to be somebody.
Ain't that something? So you mean when you catch somebody boasting himself to be somebody, what happened to him?
To whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves who were slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught.
Ain't that something? You hear that, Mama? You hear the man saying? So they have a way to speak some things but it's not true. So if you get caught up with these boastings, you're going to end up scattered and slain, and you're going to come to nothing. Because you're going to have confusion in the brain, because the last thing going to come out is your hand.
The last thing will come out your hand. When you meet another Israelite descent, the first thing will come out is that Paul. That Paul ain't coming out of the devil. That ain't Yahuwah leading. That's Satan the devil leading. Because that's not the instructions of Yahuwah. Go to job and don't follow the instructions of the paycheck man and see how many paychecks that you get. So for your spiritual understanding, you mean that you're not going to follow what the Bible says? When you meet another Israelite that said, your hand's supposed to go out, open wide, and grab it over here and say, Ruth 2 verse 4, Yahuwah be with you. And you all live on return, Yahuwah bless you. So you're blessing. That's supposed to happen when no Israelite meet. Keep reading.
Verse 37. After this man rose up, what is that? Judah?
Judas of Galilee.
Of Galilee in the day of taxing and drawing people after him. He also perished. And
perished. So hold on, mother. Then another came on the scene. That he had his fat mouth going like this old big preacher talking about that the Almighty don't have no color, he just spiritual. So I don't talk about what color he is because he got no color. See, we can take care of that again tomorrow. But we have to make a little short detail, little turn and come here and there. But we get back on tomorrow. There's another day on that. We'll get back on this big preacher that is absorbing a whole lot of people's in the brain. What happened next?
And all,
they
even as many as obeyed him were dispersed. Verse 38.
You see that? And they were dispersed. And they were dispersed where? In the brain. They all over the place. They ain't got their hand out at no time. They all over the place. They said everything is spookery. We spiritual and all that. But what if you're spiritual, what they doing with them garments on? You can't put, unless you understand that it's a spiritual body and a natural body, but both of them can carry a garment on them. So you got them where they're flying around as spooks. Take care of them all. Great.
Okay. I will go on something else.
Verse 39.
Verse 38. Hey. 38. And now.
Come on.
And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. Verse 39.
Hold that point, mother. Wait a minute. Hold that point. We can read 39 again. Listen. You ain't got to exhibit nothing. If what the six anointed camps, if they not on some dust, says Yahuwah, if it's any shady in them, don't worry about it. Come to nothing. You don't have to do no reminding because I already got it written. If the council of the six anointed camps is not of Yahuwah, be for sure it going to come to nothing. Just sit back and do what you got to do on the one that going to come looking for you. You ain't got to go look and remind nobody of nothing because it's going to come to nothing according to verse number 39. 38. Read 38 again, mother.
38. And now, now. Now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be a man, it will come to snow.
39.
But if it be of Yahuwah, you cannot overthrow it, lest happily you be found even to fight against Yahuwah.
Hey, that's something. You hit the man the same, Mother D of Israel. So all you got to do is, if you don't think the six anointed camps is the lead try to take care of this business, just sit back. Go and do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just do your thing. You ain't got to come remind nobody of nothing. Because if it ain't of Yahweh, it's going to self-destruct. If it's of Yahweh, the clock going to start ticking on you. And your hands too short, and 11, 2, and 3 to box against Yahweh. All you got to do is sit back. You ain't got to remind nobody. Don't make no special trips to remind nobody anything. Let Yahweh be true, and every man and woman is a liar. Mother be of Israel. What's your closing statement is behind that? Come on.
Revelation chapter 22, verses 14 to 16. Verse 14. Blessed are they that do his Torah instruction, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gate into the city. 15. For without a dog and sorcery and whoremongers and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Verse 16. I, Yahweh the Son, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the congregation of Israel. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
So you see, Mother D. Israel, you might hear all kind of statements come out the mouth, and you know, but understand one thing. Yahweh made it plain, Brother Micaiah in 50:17. See, he made it plain. That's why you watched it. Let them bump the gods, because the bottom line is we know what we on when we can read what we on. And we know it's written ready in 54:17, young lion, Brother Micaiah. What can we read that Yahweh have already set up for us to do that we can just go read it and just watch the best on bump the gods? 54:17 says what? Of Isaiah.
The book of Isaiah. Chapter 54:17 reads, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, says Yahweh.
Excellent. So you let the best of bump the gums. And one thing we do know, if you're serving Yahweh, he had already told you, I don't care how they go to the other nations or whatever trap they set up, there's nothing formed against the six anointed camps going to prosper according to Yahweh's word. And we read over in 23:19, he's not a man that he lied, and he going to make it good. So always remember that. So when those that come among you with the great big mouth and ain't got the hand out saying, Yahweh be with you, understand one thing. Time you give them is what 27:12 says. Zero time. Go about your business, because that is, you feel walking through an act of Satan, the devil. Got it? Good. Now let's go get our verse we need in the 49th chapter, because this has got two-fold to it there, young lion. Because this is what we waiting on. We know it's going to happen. 49:12, Isaiah, bring it.
I'm going to go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, picking up at verse 12. The book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north, and from the west, and these from the land of Sinem.
Is that it? So he said it will be a ministry in position or in getting position for those all over the world going to come down and be sitting among and greeting the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite. So we're going to see what's going to happen. Is this how it's going to happen? So we clear up that we got to get in position for this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come all over the world to sit down at the feet nor the six anointed camps are bosses of the true Israelites. Be clear about that. And we know it ain't no weapon formed, and you cannot stop this. You. Because this has already been ordained by Yahuwah. What it says in verse, and what's going to happen? And what's the signs that we're going to be looking for in verse 13?
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 13 reads, sing, O heaven, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into sing, O mountain, for Yahuwah have comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. 14. But Yahuwah.
Well, you did that a lot of day, saints. You hearing too much noise in the background, huh? A lot of day, saints. That what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mother D up Israel. Pick that up, Mother D up Israel.
Verse 14.
Back up, get back up around by verse 13.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 13. Sing, O heaven, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth unto singing, O mountain, for Yahuwah has comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted.
You see that? So you say now the signs of Yahuwah intervene, it'd be a ministry to have this approach, and those that come around them will have this approach. They had their head out. And they'll say, Yahuwah be with you. And then you get returned, Yahuwah bless you. You see the presence of them. But if you see contrary of it, you know it ain't up Yahuwah. It's up Satan the devil. So you got to know how to watch the same pages of the book. Now, although Judah going to get ready to make a profound statement, then guess what? Yahuwah going to answer Judah. Let's see what Yahuwah says in verse 14. Judah, let's see what Judah
said in 14. But Judah said, Yahuwah has forsaken me, and my Yahuwah has forgotten me.
You see that? So you see what you see what Judah said? So Judah's talking right now. Oh, Yahuwah, he has forsaken me. He has forgot about me. But then Yahuwah going to respond to Judah. So he let you know it's going to happen. Now, he could respond, because see, that's the mindset we got right now. Nobody know about Judah. That's why Judah called Moroccans. He called everything. He and every nation above the world but to hear this voice that come from the six anointed camps, let them know plainly that, listen, that you say Yahuwah forgot you, right? Come on back, Brother Makai, and see exactly what Yahuwah says behind that. Then now Yahuwah could respond to Judah. Says what? Brother Micaiah in verse 15. What did he say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 15. 15 reads, can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yet they may forget, yet will I not forget you.
Ain't that something that the man is saying? The man is telling Judah, the lead tribe, don't worry about all that conversation. He says, can a woman forgive her sucking child? You know that's not going to happen. He letting you know, Judah, listen, all you got to do is get me right. Know how to respond from the pages of my book. That's all you got to do. When you respond, make sure you respond from my book. You the lead tribe, Judah. Because he said something in verse 16. What did he say that we can read there, young man, in verse 16? 49:16 of Isaiah. What did he say that we can read?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 16. 16 reads, behold, I have graven you upon the palms of my hand. Your walls are continually before me.
He is the man is saying. The man said, listen, out of all the 12 tribes, you forget about the other nations. But he's talking about concerning the 12 tribes. The only tribe that he's really looking directly at and waiting to hear the right thing that they're doing, in verse 14, it says, but Judah said, but Yahweh said, no, I ain't forgot you, Judah. I'm just waiting on y'all to get in order. But you got to get tried. But I told you plainly, and St. John 16:33, what did he say about being tried there, young lion? St. John 16:33, you got to have somebody to try you. So when you're seeing somebody trying you and their hand is not coming out when they meet you, understand Yahweh got a read in 16:33. What did he say in St. John?
The book of St. John, chapter 16, verse 33 reads, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
So he letting you know, be of good cheer. Mm-hmm. You're going to have tribulation from the other people that is perpetrating to be you. He be telling you, you're going to overcome this thing. And how you overcome this thing? By his word. By action is his word. Going back to 1 Samuel 2, verse 3 again. Let me hear that again. What he's saying there, Brother Micaiah. 1 Samuel 2, 3. What did he say again?
Going over to the book of 1 Samuel. Chapter 2. The book of 1 Samuel. Chapter 2, verse 3 reads, talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth. For Yahweh is a Yahweh of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed.
Ain't that something? So don't be proud with your mouth, always talking smack with your mouth. Listen. The word speaks for itself. The word, if you got what it takes, it gonna show. You ain't got to come remind nobody of nothing. If you got what it come, we gonna find you if you got what it takes. But if ain't nobody looking for you, then you know one thing: you don't have what it takes. You see. So look here. So we clear how it goes, and we also clear what is written. How Yahweh operates in Hosea chapter 12, verse 10. How do Yahweh operate that we can read, young man? We're going to Hosea chapter 12, verse 10. So all we got to do is sit on Docker Bay and have our book. And those that come among you, just look into this Bible and look at Hosea 12, verse 10 and see what it say.
The book of Hosea. Chapter 12, verse 10. The book of Hosea, chapter 12. Verse 12, chapter 12, verse 10 reads, I have also spoken by the seer, and I have multiplied this and used similitude by the ministry of the seer.
He said, when I spoke by the seer's mouth. And I showed them similitude by, you can go back in the book and peep at what a person on by not saying a word. You can go in the book and just, while they got the mouth going, you look right in this Bible and see exactly what they own. You better tell what they own. What it says in Isaiah 49, verse 12. Isaiah 49, verse 12. So you can sit back and just watch who's talking from the pages of the book. What it say we can read in Isaiah 49:12 there, young man?
Going over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 49. You'll pick it up at verse 12. The book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 12 reads, behold, these shall come from far. And lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinem.
So what he's saying, we're going to see where they come from, the north, south, from all over looking for you or looking for the sixth anointing camp. We're going to find out. But by the action, we find out that they're going to be coming looking for the sixth anointing camp. Because you will go out your way, come looking for the sixth anointing camp. Don't nobody come looking for you. See that? So we know where they're going to come. And we're getting in order to receive them. Luke chapter 1, verse 7 says what?
Going over to the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 7. The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 7.
Verse 7-0. 7-0. 7-0.
Book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 70 reads. 70 reads. As he spake by the mouth of his righteous ears, which have been since the world began.
He said, Almighty spoke by his righteous ears since the world began. Mm-hmm. That's how he spoke. Amos 3, verse 7, what it say?
Over to the book of Amos. Chapter 3, verse 7. Book of Amos. Chapter 3, verse 7 reads, surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the seers.
Now he do. And what he says in the book of Numbers 27:15, and what do Yahweh, what, because a question was on the table, and always you got to understand something. The Bible tells a story, Brother Micaiah.
Mm-hmm.
In the 27th chapter, let's see what the Bible says. And we always can find out, we know the Bible is true. What it says in 27 verse 15 down to verse 17.
Okay. Going over to the book of Numbers, chapter 27, verse 15 down to 17. Verse 15 reads, And Moses spake unto Yahweh, saying, verse 16, let Yahweh, the Yahweh of spirits of all flesh,